Welcome, everybody, to the second podcast of Loser Town Today. I'm Steven.
And I'm Steve.
Well, I guess we're a little late. It's been 3 weeks since our last podcast.
Yeah, we're trying to do one at least once a week.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen, seeing how we're so lazy. But we'll try, give the old college a try. When we did our first podcast, the S-Man was on vacation at the Grand Canyon. But guess what, everybody? He's back.
Yeah, say hello.
Yeah, hello, people.
Yeah. The S-Man is setting up some loops for us to hear right now. We're going to do something later on in the show, and he'll be joining us in a little bit. Hopefully he'll tell us a little bit about his vacation, what he did. First off, I don't know if any of you are golfers. I used to play a little a while back, but I still like to watch it. As you can tell, Steve's not a fan. Anyway, Michelle Wee was tied for second at the Evian Masters this week. And last week, she was in the quarterfinals of the men's U.S. Amateur Public Links Championship. Now, what's amazing is that, you know, she's only 15 years old. 15 years old. Never mind the fact that, you know, she's a girl. And whether it's a 15-year-old guy or girl, I don't think that really matters. What I don't get is why people are criticizing her, saying that she hasn't done anything, you know, hasn't won anything. And come on, she's 15 years old. 15, and they're already expecting her to win. And if she doesn't win, that's like some kind of failure. You know, Tiger Woods did not win. Well, actually, I guess he did. Or did he at 15? I know he won a bunch of those amateurs before he went and turned pro. But anyway, still, I think that's kind of an unfair position to take, that since she hasn't won anything, that she's, you know, all hype. You know, she's finished second in 3 LPGA tournaments out of, what, she's only entered in 6. And you can't get around the fact that she's, again, 15 years old. So what do they want? I mean, I think at 15, she's shown that she's accomplished a great deal. I mean, you have guys on the PGA Tour who've played for years and never have won. But you don't hear people ragging on them. That's like saying LeBron is all hype because he didn't take Cleveland to the championships.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't look 18.
Who?
LeBron. I mean, you know, really, he looks like 25 or something. You know, when I think of an 18-year-old kid, I think of some little pipsqueak. You know, Michelle Wee doesn't look 15 either.
Yeah, I know. Doesn't look 15 at all.
Hey, you know, maybe her father lied to her and told her that she's only 15, but she's really 20.
So, what are you saying, that what, she was 10 years old when she was in kindergarten?
Well, you know, maybe.
I don't think so. Well, I think she's doing a great, great job. I mean, I think it's wonderful that she's 15 years old and playing as an amateur and just enjoying herself and having fun. And I don't understand why people are always trying to tell her what to do and, you know, this is the right path you should follow and all this kind of stuff. I mean, you know, I don't think it's really any of their business. We always support our fellow Asian Americans.
Damn straight.
And, you know, I hope she leads the way to a, you know, a unified tour, because I think it's stupid to have separate tours. It's not football or basketball, which, you know, are real sports, by the way. When you have people walk around swinging a stick at a ball and have some guy carry your equipment for you, I'm sorry, that's not a sport. And I'm not saying that it doesn't take a lot of skill, because obviously it does take a great deal of skill to be a professional golfer. But I in that respect, I think skill is definitely much more of a factor in how well you do than strength.
You know, I think it's funny how golfers think they're athletes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I think that's why they get so mad when Michelle Wee plays in PGA events, because if a 15-year-old girl shows that she can hold her own against the men, it, you know, basically proves that these guys are not athletes. Because if it was really a sport, you know, one that takes, you know, speed, strength, and stamina, then any real male athlete would just simply crush a 15-year-old girl.
Okay, enough about golf. S-Man.
Yeah, hold on, man. I'm setting this up.
Come over here.
Okay.
Here, sit down. So, you know, tell us about your vacation.
Well, you know, I went to the Grand Canyon.
Yes, that we know. How was it?
It was nice. I liked it.
Anything, you know, memorable? What did you do?
Well, yeah, I took one of those river trips.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean like, you know, those wild river rafting kind of thing where you're just bobbing up and down all the way to, you know? Isn't that dangerous?
No, you see, it wasn't like that. You know, first of all, it's a pretty big boat, and, you know, holds around 20 people, and the section that you go on, you know, the river, it's not like a wild river or anything. It's pretty calm, you know, and it was really nice going down the river.
Did you see the Brady Bunch? Yeah, did you meet an old miner who, you know, locked you up in jail?
Huh? What you
never saw that episode of the Brady Bunch?
No, I don't know.
Never mind. Anyway, you know, I'm glad to hear that you had a good time on your vacation.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's really beautiful out there.
Now, you wanted to demonstrate some of the new loops that you'll be using?
Yeah, you know, these are the drums on demand loops, and, you know, I think they sound great, and I think we should, you know, use them on the next recordings, you know.
You know, when are you going to learn to play the real drums, man? I mean, you know, we can't play out unless you learn how to play the drums.
Well, you know, I think I'm better suited to let the real pros play the drums, and I'll go ahead and just use their loops.
We should get you a drum kit and make you learn how to play. Yeah, just like that little set that little Ricky played on.
Anyway, check out the sound of these loops.
Yeah, you know, they actually sound pretty good.
Yeah, I agree. I got a lot of snap.
So, S-Man, why don't you start that up again, and Steve and I will jam a bit to hear him out.
Okay, here we go.
What do you think, Steve?
Yeah, I agree. Pretty good. I like them, too.
Okay. All right, everybody. That about wraps it up. Next week, we'll talk more about the guitars we use in recording. And we'll also discuss the Big Mac versus other burgers. See you later. Ciao, everybody.
Be so long, everyone.